7 tips on how to avoid rental listing scams. Share this. How to spot rental phishing scams. Apartment rental fraud. S. How to catch a rental scammer. When to report a rental scammer. How to protect yourself from phony spoofing. When looking for a property, renters look at price, location, and amenities. Scammers know that and make up fake rental listings that grab renters' attention and money before renters realize it. Renters should learn to spot and avoid fake ads with these 7 tips. Receive our newsletter for all things Black Cincinnati. Groups created by VOYCAACC list Voice of Black Cincinnati Research Participants Black Leaders. This article is as current as the publication date. Readers are encouraged to confirm the information before acting. Source: Rental Listing Scams, Consumer Advice, FTC.gov, 1. Know how rental scam ads work. Learn how thieves use bogus listings for phishing and fraud. Fraudulent ads mimic legitimate listings. The ads copy images, descriptions, and contact information from genuine rental listings and post them on other websites. Some listings also invent properties that are not for rent or don't exist. These properties are advertised with low rent or enticing amenities that seem too good to be true. The offer sparks interest, but potential renters cannot see the properties in person because the fake owner claims to be out of the country or gives another excuse. The renter is pressured to send money by wire transfer, gift card, or cryptocurrency for the application fee, deposit, or first month's rent in return for immediate delivery of the keys. However, once the renter pays, the scammer disappears with the money. Related article: Ohio EBT and SNAP cardholder discounts and perks too. Search online for the location and owner. Get the legit personal information of listings and listing agents. Search online for the rental location's address, together with the name of the property owner or rental company. If other ads come up for the same address but with a different owner or rental company name, that's a sign of a scam. Look for the rental company's name and search the rental company's website to see if the property is listed there, too. If it isn't, the ad may be a scam. Check the property information for Hamilton County and its surrounding counties. Hamilton County, O, Butler County, O, Warren County, O, Claremont County, O, Boone County, KY, Kenton County, KY, Campbell County, KY, Dearborn County, in 3. Read reviews and complaints. Look up online reviews of suspicious listings to identify online fraud. Search online for the name of the property owner or rental company with the words complaint, review, or scam. See what other people say about the property or rental company. The Better Business Bureau, the Federal Trade Commission, or the State Attorney General's office can also be checked for any reports or actions against the owner or company. Related article: First-time homebuyer programs, loans, and resources in Ohio. 4. Consider the price to spot listings pretending to be legitimate. Compare the pricing of similar properties. Compare the price of the rental with other similar properties in the area. If the rent is much lower than most in the area, be wary, it could be a sign of a scam. Walking away is the best option if someone is pressured to decide quickly to get a great deal. The rent estimate on the listing can be a baseline for what to expect to pay for the rental. 5. Look at the property in person or virtually take a tour to avoid rental listing scams. Visit the property in person or watch a video or virtual tour. If going in person, ask the rental agent for a business card issued by the company that owns or manages the property and check the agent's ID to be sure it matches the records. If dealing with a private landlord, ask for proof of ownership or management of the property. Never rent a property without seeing it first or verifying its existence. Related article: Renting and Eviction Prevention in Cincinnati. 6. Avoid paying with cash, wire transfer, or money order. Protect personal information, such as social security numbers, account information, card numbers, and passwords. Protect bank accounts and debit cards from identity theft and online scams. Red flags should go up if a landlord or property manager requests to pay with cash, a wire transfer, a money order, or ask for an advance fee through Western Union. These payment methods are like sending cash. Once sent, there is no way to trace or get it back. The best way to make any rental payment is through electronic deposit from a bank account. Set this up with the bank. Renters should never give personal or financial information to anyone who contacts them and claims to be working with the owner or rental company. Instead, renters should use the contact information and contact the owner or company. Do not fill out any online forms or applications without verifying the source. Fraudsters may use renters' information to steal identities or commit fraud. 7. Get everything in writing to verify protection. Get everything in writing to avoid getting scammed. Before signing a lease or paying any money, get a written agreement that spells out the terms and conditions of the rental, including the rent amount, security deposit, pet policy, maintenance responsibilities, and utilities. Ensure both parties sign the agreement and keep a copy for the records. If the landlord or property manager refuses to provide a written agreement, that's a sign of a scam. Related article: Rent and utility assistance in Cincinnati report problems. If a renter encounters a rental listing scam, it is important to report scamming and criminals to the authorities via phone or online. Renters can file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the State Attorney General's Office, local law enforcement, or the IRS. Renters can also report the scam to the websites where listings are found, such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Craigslist. By reporting the fraud, renters can help prevent others from falling victim to it. Use the Where to Report Scams tool to find the correct place to report a scam. Check out Is That Rental Listing Real? From the Better Business Bureau for more information about rental listing scams and real examples. The Voice of Black Cincinnati is a media company designed to educate, recognize, and create opportunities for African Americans. Want to find local news, events, job postings, scholarships, and a database of local Black-owned businesses? Visit our homepage, explore other articles, subscribe to our newsletter, like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group, and text VOBC to 513-270-3880. Photos provided by Adobe Stock. Share this.